Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning. It's Willard Sapperston.
And Peter Greco.
It is Saturday, December 23rd at 10:05, 2017. Merry Christmas to everyone. The show is brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, SIPC, MSRB, RIA. If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast from 12 to 1, don't call. If you're listening on the anytime on the live and streaming website, sapperston.com, you can hear us anywhere in the world now, right? And, of course, at sapperston.com, we have the free economic research from Stoner McCarthy. This will be the last week until next year, and that'll go over interest rates on the treasuries, interest rates that are tax-free, mortgage rates, 30 or 15-year adjustable rate. They're all about the same. And whether the market's been up or down, Dow's been up for the week, S&P's been up a little bit, and the NASDAQ has been up a little bit. Gold, up. Oil, up.
Bitcoin down.
Bitcoin down, but that's a Santa rally. Everything's up.
That's except for Bitcoin. I guess the Grinch hit Bitcoin, right?
I think it was down 20% yesterday or something.
It was an interesting day. There's a lot to talk about Bitcoin, the ridiculousness in a lot of these, quote, blockchain stocks. Unbelievable what's going on in that area. Very reminiscent of the dot-com era. If you remember back in 2000, a lot of companies would come out and with .com on the end of their name, and most of them are gone.
Had that story about the Long Island Tea or whatever.
I was going to get to that.
A great story.
It's a great one, really. Every company's coming out and saying they're buying blockchain technology, they're doing this, and the stocks go to the moon. And then all of a sudden, I guess it was on Thursday? This company, Long Island Iced Tea Corporation, comes out. And I guess the stock was trading around 2, say, at the time, And they announced they're going to rebrand themselves. Their new name is now Long Blockchain Corporation. And they're going to focus on checking into finding and investigating, and buying blockchain technology. And the stock goes from 2 to almost 10. In minutes, really, after the market opens. I think, what did it close finally? At 4-something on Friday? LTEA. Not that I want to mention it.
Do your own research. That's probably one to stay away from.
But, just unbelievable.
Closed at $6.
Oh, it did close at 6?
And got up to 9.
It got up to 9. Yeah. But what was the low that it came from, like 2-something?
It looks to be, well, the low of the day was.
Well, that was Friday. That was Friday. But anyway, it was around two. Two something.
The very low is $2.75.
I mean, even a bigger one is this LFIM, which I talked about last week, right? And the stock was a $5 stock, and all of a sudden, a bunch of newsletters discovered it as a blockchain play. And on Friday, it opens at 976, goes up near 26, 27, closes at 22. So that's what I told everybody on Saturday. So I didn't pay attention to it. On Monday, I believe the stock opened at 44.
Wow.
Hit a high of 142. Okay. And if you go to Google and find this company, it's a very company with a very checkered past. And basically, what they provide is something called Zaidu coins, all right?
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. And they're building a facility, you know. And the people involved in this company, apparently, if you read the story, is a very checkered past on. Anyway, after going up to 142, I think it closed on Friday.
I don't know. It's not the symbols.
LFIN, but it closed at 40, you know, when it was all said and done after going up to 142. So I feel sorry for the people who are stupid enough to buy it at 142. But there's no question there's a mania going on in this area. And I remember saying a number of people had written that, you know, the stock market ends when some alternative area goes into a bubble, you know. You can't get it on there, apparently.
Yeah, I got it.
But anyway, so when another area goes into a bubble and then collapses, that a lot of times...
Well, it's at 36.
Yeah, 36 after hitting 142.
Got up to 136, it looks like.
And, so a lot of these companies are saying they're looking into blockchain technology. They're going to explore the possibilities, and people go berserk buying them. And I remember, I wish I could remember it totally, but...
Came from $6.50.
Yeah, $6.50. But anyway, I mean, there was something called the South Sea Bubble. I wasn't around then. I think it was
really?
In the 1700s. But it was the South Sea.
I thought you had immortality.
The South Sea. I don't know if you'd want that, really. But anyway, South Sea Trading Company, which was a trading company that, you know, went out and did trading in different products, commodities, gold, that type of thing back then, actually ended up being a scam with the government, you know, with the English government when it was all said and done.
And, I read about it.
But the bottom line was that it was a scheme to convert the national debt, which was horrible at the time, into this stock, all right? And then it was pumped up, you know, by the government, by everybody else, and the thing went to the moon and actually ended up being a whole bubble that eventually totally burst because they never really found any gold and there was treaties with Spain, and it was a whole disaster. But I remember in the book it mentioned, and toward the end, all these companies were coming out as like new issues in those days who were looking into exploring possibilities of trade, you know, and finding gold and that type of thing. And they were into nothing other than looking for opportunities, and they were going to the moon, very similar to what's going on with this blockchain and Bitcoin stuff that's going on right now. But then I was thinking about it, when that bubble burst, the dot-com bubble in 2000, it took the stock market with it. But
it did.
Yeah. But there's a difference to me this time around. And the difference this time around is back then, it wasn't only dot-com companies that were trading at unbelievable prices. Everybody was trading at unbelievable prices. I think the S&P was like, 29 times earnings or something like that. And, you know, companies like GE were up at, $65 a share back then. Lucent, I remember, hit 200 or something.
Yeah, I remember telling someone to sell part of it.
And they refused. They refused, right?
And they lost. And they let it go back to $2.
Yep. And, so it wasn't just, you know, the dot-com stocks. The whole market was in a kind of bubble at that point in time. It isn't the case this time around, you know.
Boy, that GE looks sick.
Yeah, well, it's trying to find the bottom. but anyway.
Well, you're being kind. Do your own research.
But, you know, but now, I mean, yeah, markets, quote, expensive. All right, it's 17 times earnings, and the average earnings over many, many years is price-to-earnings ratio is 14 to 15. So big deal. So it's 17. So there is no bubble in the stock market. So I don't think a Bitcoin crash would take down the stock market this time around. So
your advice is? Look at individual securities.
Exactly.
You know, sectors and understand what you're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, that type of thing. You know, it does bother me that, you know, all of a sudden I'm seeing, I know you may be seeing it too, I'm seeing people who weren't participating at all of a sudden get very interested in the market. And they kind of sat out forever. I'm going to talk to you later about it, but somebody who called, you know, a client of ours and said, you know, I've been sitting there, and, you know, essentially almost in all cash, you know, 80% or something like that. I think it's about time I get in the market, you know. I think, you know, things are good and things are going to continue and so forth, you know.
We heard that yesterday from a client.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't mean the market ends tomorrow, but it's kind of interesting, you know, that all of a sudden you start seeing this happening. And as I was saying in a meeting with another client yesterday, I said, you don't have to see the market necessarily overall crash. You could see a rotation where market doesn't leave the market, but it rotates out
of sectors. As I said, the big miners look like they were starting to move.
Yeah, and you have materials sector.
At least for a day.
Yeah, the materials sector's picked up all of a sudden.
What's the Vanguard material?
I think it's I don't know what the Vanguard is.
What's the other one?
XLB is the ETF in the materials, you know, so I have no idea what the Vanguard one is, but see, and the XLB is just blown right out.
Yeah, broke out from 49 to 60 recently.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so money has been flowing into that area, and you just have to be paying attention now. And you won't know, you know, until the year ends, you know, what's going to happen in terms of is this rotation going to continue? Are they going to move to different areas? Are people who didn't want to pay taxes on gains this year going to take their gains in January? We were talking about how January was down, 10% at one point last year? You know, so it remains to be seen. So you're not going to know until early next year. Pay attention to, you know, what's happening in the different areas. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
You know, I talked to Sarasota this morning.
And what did Sarasota say?
I said, don't tell me it's 80 degrees and clear and sunny. He said, no, it's 77 degrees and clear and sunny. But it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, so it'll probably be 82, 83.
I was going to say, did you feel better it was only 77?
I did. I felt.
Everything's relative in life, that's for
right.
sure.
That's right.
And it's interesting, too, I don't know if this is a little bothersome for Apple holders, but the covers.
I wondered why that didn't react to all that. Slow battery, slow phone business.
You know why? Because they knew that Barron's was going to come out this weekend with the cover story. And you know what this cover story title is for Apple? Dawn of a New Golden Era for Apple.
Aha! And that's good for 5 points.
Well, who knows whether it is, or is it that, you know, like the old cover story thing, something hits a cover story and that's the end. You know?
Yeah,
you know,
when you saw the covers. Well, we saw Immelt and Time Magazine.
Exactly, right, yeah.
That was the end of GE.
Hopefully this isn't the case. But it is a very good article in Apple because I wasn't aware of all the other things the company's doing. And people keep saying iPhones and the sales and this, but their services business is growing by leaps and bounds, you know, and they're into all sorts of other areas. So I encourage you, you know, if you just want to sneak a peek at the store, you know, or go to the library or however you do it, or sit there at Barnes & Noble and read Barron's, or if you don't want to buy Barron's.
Don't tell them.
But whatever. You know, some people don't want to pay the money to buy Barron's.
I pay it every week.
But yeah, I have an online subscription to it. So, matter of fact, you can get, you know, I'm paying $16.95 a month, right, for Barron's. And you right now, if you're a new subscriber, and I'm not, you know, selling for Barron's.
You're not getting a part of the.
I should be getting a part of it, but they have an offer if you go to their website. 52 weeks of Barron's online for $52. What's that? A buck a week?
Yeah.
So if you've ever been thinking, you know, of getting Barron's.
And paying the full price.
Yeah. So I'm paying their full subscription price.
Of course, I like to mark it up, as you know.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I mean, it tells you a lot more about the things Apple is into. And they're saying that Apple doesn't necessarily need the next great thing. They're expanding their products. And the fact is they have 900 million customers, you know, that they can sell things to. So anyway,
like give us a call. Like my wife and my daughter.
That's right. Exactly.
Good morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, Barron's is probably the most consistent weekly out there. I mean, I used to be an IBD guy, but the more you read Barron's, you can get two or three articles a week.
Exactly. I get a lot of ideas from Barron's,
and then I
look at a chart after I get the idea to see.
Exactly what I didn't know anything about this JD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I took a position a week and a half ago when I got a buy stop in for more shares. I just from a Barron's article. You know, people, it's $5. You get one good idea every 2 months. It's worth it.
That's right.
Totally agree. And
people are unbelievable.
Just as long as you don't jump for someone. Yeah.
And I tell you the best one I always first read out of there is that Sears. The options guy, excellent. He's been touting the CBOE and the interactive brokers for 5 years in his column. He'd have a little blurb every 2 months, you know, because of the CEO of, what is it, Potfly or Petey Fly or the fellow that runs the CBOE.
Yeah, he's got a funny name.
He's got a funny name, but this guy has been touting this guy as one of the sharpest guys on Wall Street for 5 years, and the stock, it's a lower left to upper right on the chart pattern. Great company. Quick question for you guys. If you could look at the chart on ITB, this home builders ETF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we own it for a lot of clients.
Okay, good. You're the perfect guy to ask this question.
But we are always thinking, when you look at the point and figure chart, it's what we call spiked up.
Right.
From 30 to 43, you know.
Right, right. I've had a position since mid-20s on this thing. Mm-hmm. And my stage in life, I'm never going to let what happened in 2008 and 2009 happen again. So my question to you is, how would you take some insurance on this thing if you never want to see it? You never still want to be long in the 30s and 40s. How would you sell stops? How would you play this where it is now? Would you do boxes? Would you do moving averages? How would you play this so you don't get, you know, who knows what's going to happen to the market? But I've done very well with this thing. I don't want to give, I'm willing to get some back because you got to, because the thing may continue to run. But I don't want to give it all back. How would you do it?
I'd look at a bar chart.
Okay. Which I'm trying to find, but it's not working.
But, you know, our operator, we got operator problems here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, but, you know, I look at a bar chart. I would look at the moving averages, number one. All right. You know, I don't know where the 50-day is now. You know,
maybe we'll get it.
I can't tell you that, you know. So
it's miniaturized. Hold on here. Mm-hmm.
The 200, you just take it. You get nailed, though. You know, it's too much.
Well, it depends. You know, here's the thing.
The 50-day it looks to be about 42.75.
And the stock's at what now?
There you go. 50-day is 40.81. The stock's at 43.37.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But looking at the chart, I'd say 41.75, which is, there's a little base there if you look at that.
Whole position, or would you get rid of half of it, a third?
Half.
How would you normally
half,
play it?
Because it's still above the 50-day. Drops to $40 with the 50-day at 40.81. Or I'm at 39.94.
You dump the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, I do half in here at about 41.80.
Oh, you dump it right now?
No, it's 43.37.
Okay, I got you, okay.
So that's 2 points, right?
So you're saying below 41.80, mm-hmm. And then so below the 50-day, the rest of it. Where's right. The 200-day?
Back at 35.
See, so you're not willing to go there.
No.
So I'm not willing.
Yeah.
But that's up to.
When you suggest this to clients, most of them understand, or most of them want to. Hey, I want another double. I mean, what's the mindset out there?
Our mindset of our clients is not into technical analysis, right?
Okay, but as far as locking in the profit,
and we take discretion on those accounts, so we'll just put the order in.
Oh, great! Yeah, all those home builders have done. The 5 o'clock show on CNBC. The guy that's been on these home builders is Grasso. Grasso's been touting home builders for 2 years now.
And you know how long others have been they saying the home builders?
I totally agree with
right.
you. Totally agree with you. They've been, you know, he's been the stalwart for home builders.
Take a look at Lennar, which is in that index. You know, LEN.
LEN is what is it? Pulite, P-U-L-I-T-E.
Pulte, yeah. Pulte.
Pulte's
yeah.
another one.
Oh yeah, Pulte. There's Toll Brothers, Lennar. Yeah.
What's the chart on Pulte look like? Could you pull that out?
What is that, Peter P?
I'm trying to think what the I forgot what the symbol is on that thing. I haven't looked at a long time.
I don't know the symbol.
Sorry. Just one quick point. Then the other thing was another Barron's article with this new Trump tax. These REITs very favorable. They say now you could put REITs. Did you hear this one with the new tax REITs in a taxable account don't kill you like they used to? There's something with the taxes. That now they're more suit. I'm not saying it's more suitable than an IRA or a KEO, a tax deferred account. But now you don't get nailed with them as much in an actual not a tax advantage account. You could have them in there too to something up.
I didn't hear that, and I'm going to look it up because it's important to us.
Yeah, there's something in there. Yeah, yep. Okay, guys. Hey, great show. Have a good holiday.
Okay,
Vic.
Thank you
Same
for the call.
You.
Appreciate
okay,
it very much.
Bye.
Okay.
I did not hear that about the tax. So you're listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors Live, Saturday, December 23rd. Almost Christmas Eve, 2017. It's 10:24. Give us a ring, 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. A lot of interesting things with the new tax bill, but I'm waiting for my Kiplinger tax letter to sort it all out. Probably get it next week.
Yep. And it's also, I don't know if I, looking at this week's Barron's, it may have had an article on about the REITs.
And the REITs?
Yeah, they may have it in there in that Barron's. I went through it quickly this morning while I was worried about putting the dogs out to do their stuff this morning and so forth. Couldn't catch all the articles as I was going through. But I think I saw something about REITs there. So they may cover that. And you know, they have all the highlights of the tax law in terms of for individuals, you know, what the effect is on that for individuals. And they do mention, you know, the corporate benefits, you know, the companies that, you know, may benefit from it. And, you know, the companies with the repatriation of their money and what's going to happen with that. So there's a lot of things, you know, remain to be seen. Depends, you know, is it baked into a lot of stocks? Hard to say, you know. Is all
One
these tax
so.
Benefits or not? Yeah,
yeah. But they're
really
always
know.
Individual stocks.
Yeah, there are individuals, and there's also some things that we don't know about the tax benefits that, you know, that may not be in
well,
there.
Well, it was 500 pages.
So. Oh, yeah, no question about it. So so it's going to take a while to sort that at all. I think the corporate tax goes down immediately for 2018, I'm pretty
yes,
sure.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah, so you'll start seeing, you know, in the first quarter, you know, the March.
But some of those big guys only pay 15% or 20%.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Some of them only do, but some of them don't, you know. And, yeah. you know, and that's why I think the telephone stocks got strong because, you know, when the tax wasn't going to pass, I think they pay pretty high taxes, if I remember right. There's some industries where they pay the very high tax rate, you know. So they're going to be more benefited, but you know, by the corporate tax reduction, no question about that at all. So with those kicking in, you'll start seeing the results on earnings, in the March earnings, you know.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, fellas. It's wonderful to hear your voice, and I love the show. I'm wishing both of you a wonderful holiday season now.
Same to you.
Good. I just was looking through my Barron's as I heard you guys talking about it, and I have a question on two stocks today. One would be PG&E, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, a utility in California. Now, I see it closed at 44.57. It was down 8.48 for the week. Probably.
Well, there was an issue with
California
wildfires.
Fire.
California
right.
fire, and it seemed to me there was one other thing. But, you're a bottom fisher. We know that.
Yes, right.
You want a deal.
But this one, I have over 2,100 shares over a long time. You know, I had reinvested.
Yeah.
So I'm a little concerned. I'm willing to wait. I'm not in the idea of selling, but
it looks,
I was wondering if there's going to be some
looks
kind of liability.
In October of last year, the stock was at $50.
Okay.
So maybe that's the bottom.
Could be, yeah. Because the yield was about a little less than 4, and now it's about 4.8 based
on but are they
going to
cut the dividend because of their problems? You always have to
That
worry.
Could be, yeah. Second item would be my favorite, that immunology stock.
IMMU.
It closed at 1465, up 242 for the week, and it shows it's an all-time 52-week high on the, in the Barron's.
Any and it is.
How far that could go now? Or what,
well,
what
I will give you a disclaimer because I bought some for myself.
Oh, no.
Right.
So you're done.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
No. But anyway, next target 17 and then maybe 20.
Right. You know, I originally bought
for
this.
Both of us.
Yeah. I bought this at 2 1/8.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Broke out.
Yeah.
Look at that. Broke out.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
you
bought it.
And I waited for a long time. It was to pay for my niece's college education. Well, she finished college and law school, and I never sold it. So I'm just wondering, you know, with the statement I got saying there's some kind of a suit that's been agreed to, that there's going to be some payout. Now, I don't know whether it's just going to be paid back to the company or whether it's going to be paid to the shareholders.
Well, whatever it is doesn't matter.
Right.
The price objective on the point and figure chart is 26.
Yeah.
Even better.
Right.
If it happens.
What's the point? What does that tell me? The point and figure chart on that number.
Point and figure chart tells you some objective which may or may not be reached in some period unknown. Okay.
Okay. Like Bitcoin. Yeah.
Right. No. But it gives you a way to develop a plan. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
Over the years, they've developed this approach with targets and so forth. And the idea is basically that the target comes up to be 26 based on the price action. All right.
Yeah.
And but there's no date. You know when that might happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And also the disclaimer is, you know, you better be watching it because if there's a sell signal, you get out. You know, it may never get
right.
to it. You know.
Okay.
And this stock did break down. It looked like it was in trouble. Okay.
Yeah, it got to $9 recently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it got up nicely and then pulled back. But this breakout is very, very bullish looking for it. So,
Well, maybe it had something to do with the new management, you know, complete new.
No, whatever. You know, like I say, the chart tells everything as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And,
so, or, God willing, they get a beautiful. Approval of something in the U.S. You know,
well, hopefully, and God willing, they don't get a negative on some drug.
They have a lot of these new
that's right.
Such and such numbers, you know, that are gone.
Well, you never know, right?
No. Well, I wish you again, you guys have a wonderful show, and now I'm enjoying listening to on my new HP with a big screen, and the voice sounds even better now.
Well, that's great.
Well,
I'm
good.
Glad to hear it worked
good.
Out, yeah.
I'm glad you've joined... You know, join the current electronics age.
Yes. Well, I still kept my old Toshiba. It's here using Windows Vista. The new one has Windows 10, and I'm enjoying it a lot now.
Well, you have to be enjoying because Vista was god awful. So, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, I had another one earlier than that, XP.
Right.
So.
Well, XP was good.
I liked
XP. Vista was a pile of junk. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Merry Christmas
now.
To you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You take care. We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back, Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, Saturday, December 23rd, 2017, almost Christmas Eve. Call us. We're live. 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. The show is brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, Finrecipic, MSRB, RIA. We manage accounts at the firm. We manage accounts away from the firm. I could say jack of all trades, but that doesn't bode well.
No, not really.
And for the first 20 years of our life, we were bond brokers, and then it changed.
Yeah, you have to change with the times. Things change, that's for sure, no question about it.
There is free economic research on the website, Sapriston, SAPERSTON.com, and that's from Stoner McCarthy with on the first page. Friday's close, week ago, month ago, year ago, for interest rates, for the markets, for oil, for home builders and starts, and it's free. And from there, you can see all the other services we do, including free portfolio second opinions for people. We use a lot of relative strength, and lately we've been looking at the growth and earnings of different companies also. What else do we do?
I don't know. You don't know what we do?
Nah.
You always ask me. Why do you ask me?
You should
know what you do.
You've got great ideas.
It's your company.
Yeah. Sort of. It's now a family company.
It's a family company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you've got your son. You got your daughter in the company.
Yeah.
And I guess you're passing the...
And they're happy to tell not only me, but you what to do, if you've noticed.
No, I can't say I've seen that.
Well, you're lucky.
I know. I think my nose just grew a little bit, you know, no question about that. You know, but right now, the phone lines are wide open. Do give us a call. You know, it's interesting. You know that GBTC, which is the Bitcoin Trust?
Yeah. What is it?
GBTC. Yeah. You know, Bitcoin Trust, right? That thing was up to like 3,400, I think. Yeah, I think it was 3,400.
3,520, according to the chart.
And then it plunged on Friday as low as 1,100, was it?
Can't get to the bottom.
The bottom's
1,160.
1,160, okay.
My gosh.
And, you know, what's interesting is that it's called the Bitcoin Trust. They own Bitcoins. And if you want to be a little frightened, they keep their Bitcoins in a coal storage vault. All right.
I didn't know there was an actual coin. I thought it was electronic.
Well, it's actually the computer software, you know, whatever contains it is kept and protected in a vault, in a cold storage vault, which is really weird. But, you know, for this thing, it's very dangerous because it was trading. And the reason this one plunged so bad, much, much more than Bitcoin, is that it had a premium. It was trading at a 98% premium to the Bitcoins it holds, okay?
Because
it for every, you know, in other words, each share represents 0.0919 Bitcoin. So you can calculate it out for yourself. And because it's a closed-end thing. All
yes.
Right? They can trade at ridiculous premiums because people get carried away. Right? It's not like a mutual fund that trades at net asset value.
Right? Got it.
So if you want to find out what the real value it is, you go find out if you can because there's so many different Bitcoin exchanges out there. But you go 0.0919 times the price of Bitcoin, and that's what this thing should be trading at. And actually, they said this thing dropped from a 98% premium. When it got down to 1,100, it was at a 5% discount. And actually, it closed at 1,900. Doesn't show that on the chart, okay? You know, but it went back up to 1,900. But
1,990, actually.
Yeah, it closed at 1,990. Unbelievable. Just totally unbelievable. Anyway.
803-0321 or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning, Pete.
Morning. Hi, Willard. Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Two or three questions, if you will. Do you know what happened to DNP a couple days ago where it went down on huge volume, 10 times normal volume? I was out long before it did that. I had to stop exactly where you told me to. I must admit, I did buy it back at 10:56. With a stop at 10:35.
I don't know what's the
Well, name? It what probably had something to do with a dividend or distribution. But I don't
I
have that screen
find
here. I have
any
that screen
news. Over. I mean, it's monthly. Oh. So.
Look at this.
Yeah. I've never seen that happen, well, since I've owned it anyway.
Maybe they own Bitcoin, Peter.
They own Bitcoin.
Well, it looks like they did. Looks like the same chart.
There's no FinViz on there?
Yeah. Let me try something.
Hang on. We'll go to FinViz and see what the news. I'm sure there's got to be some news when you say. Hopefully they didn't own Bitcoin, but.
Well, I wouldn't think so. Utility trust, at least so they say.
Well, the thing is, I mean, didn't somebody say PG&E went down, what, 8 points last week or something like that?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So maybe some of their holdings got hit, you know, if you don't see any other news. What was the day this? Well, it dropped, what, Thursday and Friday, right?
There's no news. I mean,
there's no news. It could be just the utility stocks they were holding got killed. I mean, I looked at that PG&E chart. It got bombed.
Terrible.
You know?
Take a look when you get off the phone of PGE, and that looks similar to DNP, which is a bunch of utilities.
And I would look at what the holdings are in DNP, and maybe some of their biggest holdings took a big hit, you know, in the utility area, especially those in the California area, you know. Yeah.
I have a similar question on another one, GUT, the Gabelli Utility Trust.
It's got to be. You can see that one sold down too.
It's similar too. Utility stocks have been under a lot of pressure.
We own VPU for a few people, which is the Vanguard utility, and it dropped from 125 to 116 maybe, and I have a stop right below that.
Yeah, I have a stop in just 5 or 6 cents below where it is now.
This is all recent too. You know.
Well, you also had interest rates popped up too. On top of that, you know, with the problems in the utility area. So.
Yeah, that isn't good for them.
No.
I read that GUT trades at over 30% higher than its net asset value. I suspect
if you go to their website, they'll tell you what the premium or discount is.
Do you find that disqualifying?
Well, what you have to do on top of that is you have to, and I wish I could remember where, you have to go to some place that tells you what the average premium is. You know, say some ETFs or closed-end funds can trade at a premium for years and years and years and years, you know.
Yes.
So you have to find where is this 30% in relationship to where it's traded before. If it's at the high end, that's worrisome, you know.
Yeah, I think it is. I did do that, and I would say it is at the high end. So, well, if it breaks below 695, I'm out anyway. Just one more question. Do you feel that Nugget has broken out on your chart, NUGT? I haven't bought any or anything.
NUGT, is that what leverage is on it? Double, triple?
Triple. I think it's three.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't say it's broken out. It's rebounded.
It's gone from what, 24 something to 30, right?
Right, and that's about it's coming right up to resistance right now. So it would have to get up above where those two little peaks there, whatever they are, at to the left.
So it's probably about 31-ish. It would be a buy. Or it would have broken
Would you buy it there or no?
Well, I'm not a fan of triple ETFs at all, you know. So, but I mean, in other words, you don't hold these long term, all right?
No, you have to have a stop.
You have to have a stop, and if you make a quick gain, you get the heck out of these things, you know. You might be lucky to catch a big trend, but in general, that doesn't happen, you know. And so if you're lucky enough to catch it for a few days or something, and you make a nice percentage, you at least take half of it off, if not all of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is funny. Bitcoin took a dump this week, and then gold did go up.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, So, yeah, it's hard to say what's going to happen with Bitcoins, because all of a sudden you got the futures trading. You got people now able to short and do that type of thing. I think what happened in, well, for example, in the GBTC, which, you know, really got killed, you know, a lot of people shorted it and then they covered, okay? You know, if you made 60% on your money, whatever it was, when it dropped two-thirds, right, you're going to get a lot of covering, so you're going to get a lot of volatility. You know, all of a sudden, Bitcoin, people may look at this as a great buying opportunity. You know, who knows? You know.
Hello?
It looks like he got disconnected.
Oh, okay, he got, yeah. Okay.
803-1520-803-0321 or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
You're really in Long Island?
Yes, I am.
Not Florida, where you belong?
No, I was in Florida yesterday. Jet planes are amazing, aren't they?
Yes.
It's my wife's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to
her. And I'm taking 11 people to a restaurant in New York this evening, so I wanted to call you while I still had money to invest, which I won't get
tonight. Right, exactly.
Listen, I joined the Motley Fool just to see what kind of recommendations they may make, and they sent out a whole bunch of them, and of all of them, I did the PNF charts.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that came out the best was Match.com. It's M-T-C-H. And they recommended it. I saw it had broken out a little above 20.
Yeah.
And I bought it at 22.35.
Okay.
And what have you done since then?
I've watched it go up to over 30.
Very good. So what's your question?
Well, I just want to know, is that the kind, now at this point, I think it's really near a top yet again.
Well.
So, does it, you know, it looks like it may still be climbing to the, Match.com, you know, they have all the dating services.
Oh, yes, yeah. I know. Yeah. I owned it for a while for a few people.
Did you really?
I'm familiar with it.
But it's not just Match.com here. It's all over the world. They have a bunch of all different names, different ages. They're, you know, for seniors, Match. You know,
everybody uses it now. It sends shivers up my spine. If I was looking for a date, it's not me.
You'd be afraid of what may show up, but there's a
I just don't want to deal with it. I like to, you know, you just bump into people. That's how I used to meet people, right?
Well, yeah, but that was before the internet, right?
Well, I like the old way, I guess, but I mean, I haven't had to worry for 40 years, so.
Me either. But the point is, you used to go to a bar. I don't know if that's the best way to meet your future somebody. Right?
What's that symbol, Peter? M-A-T.
Match, M-T-C-H.
M-T-C-H.
You see the chart?
No,
yeah, well, I was looking at a line chart.
Operator error.
Operator error, my goodness.
Here we go.
All right.
Now we're waiting on computer error. There you go.
I mean, it's a beautiful chart.
So if I was to look at the stock and someone was interested, I would buy it at 33 on stop. In other words, it's got to clear the 32, the two X's, right? And then there's no sellers up higher.
Yeah, but it's up 50% virtually from where I bought
the price
it, right?
Objective 62, but I don't know if that's tomorrow or in 5 years, ooh, right?
From your lips to God's.
Now, I have clients that subscribe to Motley Fool and then call in. I do the same thing. I look at all the charts and try to buy the one that makes sense to me.
Yeah. All right. One that they're recommending now is Vail, you know, Vail Resorts.
Yeah, is it
V-A-I-L?
No. It's M-T-N, as in mountain.
Oh, M-T-N. Mountain. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because they own more than Vail. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of places, but
yeah, probably.
That one is on a downtrend.
Well, that's what I mean. I look at, you know, the clients call me or email me, and out of the five, there's only one good one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that one, I would put in the computer to alert me when it reverses, right?
Of course.
And because it's on a downtrend, the thing could go to $200 before it reverses.
Yeah, what is it right now? I don't have a computer.
Close to 215. Close to 215.
And what was its high before it started down?
236.
Yeah, okay.
So, and it did break out, okay, at 236, but as Peter would call it, it was a false breakout.
Well, no, it broke out, and now what normally happens is you get a retest of the breakout area. Nothing wrong with the breakout yet until the retest fails, all right? So it's right retesting where it broke out before out of a triple top, all right?
I'm not looking at that. I'm looking up higher.
I'm looking
at the 232 breakout to 236.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you can kind of look at what you want in this business.
but basically that was just, you know, the more important breakout, okay, mm-hmm. you know, that one's just a dippy breakout, I call it, you know. You know, okay. more important breakouts, an area where many times it stopped at it, all right, and then it broke out above it, okay? So the real breakout was at whatever that
212.
Was. 212, right?
To 216.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to see that area in general hold, right? You know, So technically this could be a buy point, all right? And Willard would wait to prove it.
I would rather pay more, okay, but right. because it's reversed.
Yeah, and what would three boxes up would be 6 points right off the. Yeah. So what?
That's $2 a box.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we're looking at a $4 box.
Oh, is that a $4?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
That's a biggie.
Okay. But let's look at a dollar box.
No. You should look at it at least. Well, okay. Look at a $2.
It's available.
Box. Yeah.
So it is. On the dollar box. It reversed at 214. It did it yesterday.
Right.
Oh.
But on the dollar boxes, it's performed a downtrend line. And if it's any good, the stock doesn't go past 224, 225.
You think the top would be 224 at this point?
Yeah.
Right. Well, those are the two that I found interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The match.com, I bought it because, I'm not going to just do it because they say so. When I saw that breakout at 20, and that was a 22, a triple top breakout,
mm-hmm.
that's when I bought it. You know?
Let me ask you another question. Did you use point and figure before you met us?
Never. No. I learned it at one of your seminars.
We don't do those anymore. So you,
I know.
That was years ago.
I have a memory, though. Imagine that at my age.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I'm very impressed. I'm having lunch today with a client who's 90 and had a new hip put in last week, and he tells me he's going to get there under his own power.
Wonderful. Oh, I have friends who put in new hips and are playing golf, you know, within 6 weeks. It's incredible. But I want to say, last time I called in, I said, oh, look, this one has a triple X breakout.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed out triple X is significant of something else.
Right, I know. I was
Okay. All right. Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you.
To you,
both.
Too. Thanks
thank
for the
you.
Call.
Thank you. Have fun at dinner.
Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. We are the Dollar Doctors. Willard Sapristan, Peter Greco. Lines are open, 803-1520. Or 1-800-879-7541. There's a few minutes left. There's a gentleman we taught point and figure, and he gets different advisory services, and he looks at the charts to see what he likes. So he's developed his own way to research things, and we hope everyone does.
Yeah, because we always...
But if they don't,
we'll
help them.
Yep. But, you know, we basically always say that. You see an idea, you have to have an approach that tells you, is it logical, you know, to buy it, not just because somebody's touting it, you know, and giving you some great story. So he has an approach. He's using our point and figure method. Yeah, it's interesting.
Which has been around 100 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, been around a long time. So, but you're talking about the home builders before. I see that's up, with the XHB. It's up 30.4% for the year.
Wow.
Which is quite a gain, no question about that.
I think we paid low to mid 30s, something like that. Do your own research.
Exactly, yeah.
Good morning, Don.
About that Pacific Gas and the utility out in California, they cut their dividend to zero.
Oh. And that's right. I read that. I remember now.
And they also eliminated their dividend on their preferred.
Yeah.
So that's never a good thing. Because they think they're going to be held liable for a lot of the fires that are been started out there. That was one of the reasons that I put...
Yeah, and basically when you're being held liable for an unknown amount of money, right?
Right.
it puts a big cloud over you, to say the least. So,
so that's why the stock...
I appreciate that very much, yeah.
Okay. And the other question I have is I picked up some Chesapeake yesterday, in
fact. CHK there?
Yeah, CHK, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, over your years of experience here, now, next week is going to be... really cold. And do you guys do that? Do you pick up a gas utility like that, or National Fuel Gas, because of a cold span that's coming in? It looks like this winter is going to be a little rough.
Well, not really, because once again, you know, we want to see the charts start telling us something, you know, and basically we'd like to say, well, are the smart people buying for that reason or not, you know? Mm-hmm. At the moment, don't see it, all right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you may not be right, you know?
Right.
But this stock is in a downtrend, and it doesn't look that it's going to get much past $4. So if you're buying it for, where to close, $3.85, you can buy it for a 15-cent move. I don't know.
But if it broke out above what are those highs?
If it broke out above $4.25-ish, something like that, it would go a little bit.
Yeah. So you're waiting for a breakout to confirm what you're seeing, which is fine, you know.
Yeah. I think the high for the year was 7.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if it broke out, the next resistance area would be up around what? You know.
Right. Yeah, I'm just wondering because of the cold weather.
It's possible. It's possible. I like to see the smart investors confirm it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but you may be right. You might have picked the bottom. Who knows, you know.
Okay, what about National Fuel Gas?
NFG, huh? Okay. No, we're patiently waiting. It'll come up here any second. Technology is really something. Yeah, same type of thing, really.
Yeah,
it looks very much the same. You know, I mean, you're buying in an area where it could be bottoming. It's been in a zone between what, you know?
Well, between 55 and 60 for the year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Basically. Yeah, so there's nothing wrong.
You're buying it down around... 55, 54, 79, of course.
So you're buying at the bottom of the zone. That it actually looks better than...
It's an easy stop. You'd stop it at 53. So if you're wrong, you lose a point and a half on a $50
exactly.
purchase.
Yeah.
Right.
In the meantime, you get a 3% dividend, and we're more comfortable with that company, of course, because we all use
definitely.
It.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. I've owned it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's, it's not in California... suspending the dividend.
And it's a potential logical place, to give it a shot. Yeah.
Right. How about Dominion?
D-O-M? No, that's not D-O-M.
Or D-M.
It's D. Is it D?
Just D.
D, D yeah.
Clearly you're a utility guy.
Yeah, I like them, yeah. You know, they said that they're going to be one of the three top sectors to benefit from the tax. New tax rate.
Well, Dominion the chart looks great. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it got to 85, retested in that 81 area to 80.5.
Yeah.
I think it's at a buy point. Do your own research, and the way we do it, you want to spend $10,000, we spend $5,000.
Right.
And if it drops in that 77, 78 area, we buy the other five.
And I would guess it's, from the chart, it's got to be one of the better, if not best, looking utilities.
Yeah.
They
have a liquefied natural gas.
Oh, do they?
Facility.
That's helpful, to say the least. Yeah,
that they're just opened up this past month or so. But I've owned them for a couple of years now.
Yeah, that chart looks good.
Yeah, very good.
I like that one. It pays a decent dividend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hold on to that one. But I bought a little Chesapeake
you never know. I mean,
just because of the cold weather.
Right, I mean,
Kramer keeps saying on TV that, we got to get cold weather so the price of natural gas goes up. So, I says, well, what the heck.
Let's give it a shot, right?
Yeah, it's a $3
shot. Right.
can't, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, have a good holiday.
Well, appreciate
all right,
it. Thank
Don,
you very much for the call.
Pretty
have a good weekend.
Questions. Thank you. Bye. Well, here we are.
That was interesting. I like when people call in and tell us things, you know, that help out. You know,
I like
in terms of
compared to the other
that PG&E about the dividend.
Well, you know, I should have remembered that for Art. I read it or I heard it, but
yeah.
It didn't click.
Well, so like I say, it's
now
nice.
He knows. So he's got all those shares with dividend reinvestment.
Yep.
There's no dividend.
We have some good listeners.
I hope Art listened to that.
Who do their research, you know, and you know, and it's helpful. It's almost like the internet, right? Where people call almost.
You know. I don't know if you can believe everything you're reading.
We can't believe it either, but you know, but it's nice that people. That's one of the benefits. As much as I've been, I can give you the negative side of the internet. One of the benefits are that people can share information, and sometimes it's good information. You know, unfortunately, sometimes it isn't. But it's one of those things. So,
well, Merry Christmas to everyone. It's Saturday, December 23rd. You have been listening to the Dollar Doctors, where we broadcast 12 to 1 and archived at our website, sapriston.com. And as we always say, keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to the Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Sapriston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Sapriston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.